Okay, it's recording. All right. Hey guys, my name's Sam Wilbur. Say your name.
Hey, it's Will. We're just doing a podcast here. This is our first one.
This is our first podcast. We're probably going to be doing a couple more. But keep an eye on the clock because it's going to be around 45. Should we, 45 minutes or a half hour?
If we tell them right now, they're just going to leave. Okay. What we were making a studio for our general editing.
And it failed.
Well, what we did is we got it all organized and then we got the news that we had to put it back. So
that was at my house. So now we're doing it at his house. So
and we already have a nice office and everything's just going to look beast.
It better.
It'll look beast. And we're going to have two iMacs set up, hopefully a third one if Sam gets money, if he gets a job.
I don't have a...
And then my MacBook Pro, and it's going to look pretty sweet, so
My job is the future. That doesn't make sense. So, yeah, we're going to try and get, MacBooks and stuff like that. So, it's... Alright, Will's eating chips, and you could... That is disgusting.
So we don't
really know what to talk about. I thought of two topics. My two topics were Rebecca Black and Heelys.
Okay. No on the Rebecca Black because it's way overdone.
I know, but people... Okay, the thing about Rebecca Black is people are still bringing it up, even though internet time is, like, really short.
All right, anyways, so second topic. So Sam is wanting to spend about $50 on... Heelys. A pointless pair of shoes with a wheel on the bottom.
Okay, Heelys.
All right, if you put it this way, it's a pair of shoes with a little wheel on the
bottom. Okay, when you think about a Mac, it's a big block.
It's a
with
motherboard
a screen in the middle.
It's you got
okay,
your RAM,
you got,
your hard
you got
drive,
the gears. You got the wheels.
No, there's no.
You got
gears.
The laces. Okay. You got everything. You got the whole kit and caboodle in one little shoe.
Or you can just get rollerblades. You people out there, don't you see those kids on Heelys and maybe you're driving
okay,
around
for,
town?
First off,
and you
I
see
have...
them and you just want to hit them.
I never see a kid with Heelys, okay?
Nobody
wears Heelys anymore, so I'm bringing it back in.
No, it's just only little, like, 12-year-olds or 11-year-olds wear Heelys, and they're like, oh, I'm so awesome, because I don't have to walk.
They're fun, though.
They're not fun.
You can't kick the tripod. They are wicked fun.
All right.
Have you ever owned a pair of Heelys?
I have not, but I've tried them, and it was a horrible experience.
Because when you first get them, you can't just go out there. You have to get used to them, you know?
No, it was horrible.
You have to get used to them.
I got very used to them, and it was horrible.
No, it takes a couple days.
And I felt like an absolute noob.
No, you did not.
And I just felt like, I feel bad for the people looking at me. That's what's going through my head. It was just a horrible experience.
Because when was the last time you saw a kid wearing Heelys walking around?
Actually, the other day.
The other day.
And in that video that you just showed me.
Which one?
About jeans.
Okay. Another topic to bring up. The My Jeans video by Jenna Rose. I think it was October 5th, 2010 that came out. And now I feel like it's just getting recognition.
Well, Sam's
for it.
Watched it about 5 times already in the past hour,
okay,
so he's given it about 10,000 views.
You know the Rock Stubbs that did over Rebecca Black's Friday?
Yes,
he just did one over My Jeans. And then... Now I'm just starting to see.
Waking up in the morning, gotta go downstairs.
I feel okay. See, I don't get it because Fridays, people are still singing the Friday song. I don't know when it's gonna go out.
Well,
because when the Friday song first came out, I feel like nobody talked about it. But now, like,
didn't
people...
I show you that? I showed you it.
Yeah. Which someone else showed you.
No, I found it. I found it about 3 months ago.
Well, it came out like 3 months ago, and people are still talking
actually,
about it.
Actually, yeah, no,
thing.
It came out, what, February 10th? I got onto it like a couple of days after it came out. And it was under, believe it or not, it was under 25,000 views.
Yeah, when it first came out, it was like the first night it got like, I don't know. Did you watch a thing with Rebecca Black on like TV or something?
ABC.
Yeah, on ABC.
Yeah,
did you watch that?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Pretty pathetic.
it's like because that was recent, right? I think that went up recently.
What is today? Today's April 26th.
Today's the 26th.
Enough about Rebecca Black. School is almost over. And
it's almost summer. Spring break just ended.
FYI,
what do we have for time?
It's April 26th, 2011, and we're excited. It's coming up quickly. The weather is kind of freaky here. It's still raining and it's very humid.
Guaranteed tomorrow it is going to snow. It is going to snow tomorrow.
It's not snow. Snow's over. But, so, in this room that we're in right now, Sam has this Selena Gomez poster that's hanging over his bed watching him.
My bed was actually on that side of the room. I rearrange my room probably once a month. I rearrange all the furniture in my room probably once a month. Yeah. I just can't stick with the same furniture.
My little sister's the same way. I think it's a girl thing. Oh. Which would make sense why Sam.
I don't think so. I think
Sam,
it's just,
that's
I think
that's a girl name, Samantha, right?
See, I think I just have problems where I have to, like, I can't be in, like, the same, like, environment.
Hey, that Tony Hawk sweatshirt, Michael has the same one. Did you see that this morning?
Like, I think we have to bleep that last name.
Michael, beep, had the same sweatshirt.
We're going to have to be doing some editing here.
Why? It doesn't matter.
On Freddy's, they never do last name, so, like, yeah, let's not.
We're not popular. We can do whatever the heck
people can't see this. See, okay, what Freddy W does, because obviously we did this because inspiration of
no, podcast. I inspired the podcast. I inspired it.
Okay, well, whatever.
And I'm not Freddy W.
What he does is he'll like tweet out things like, "Give me like you know relationship problems you're having," and we'll answer it in our podcast. But the thing is, we can't do that because we're not. Like, we don't have many followers.
Wait, what do you mean? They answer after the fact?
No, like, he'll, like, tweet out a question and, like, people will answer. It'll, like, tweet out an answer and people will give questions on it and stuff like that.
And then they read it. All right.
Yeah, and they read it out loud. I was thinking, like, we go to someone's Twitter and read, like, at replies from a question asking.
So I'm going to open up my Twitter and see what's going on right now.
There's just going to be an awkward silence of both of us, on our phones.
So I was watching this Freddy W video. He tweeted this, what was it? I think it was about Thursday or Friday, actually. It was these two geese fighting each other. Did you see this video?
What?
Anyway, so it was these two geese, Freddy W and some girl, they just whipped out the camera and it was two geese fighting and they were like, each geese had a grip on the other goose's necks and they were like squawking and whatever. And all of a sudden it breaks up a bit. And they migrate the fight over to the road, and all of a sudden, one goose gets in the middle of the road, and a car just hits it, and it goes flying. It was the best video I've ever seen, and it was all real. So if any of you guys are following Freddy W...
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, I'll pull the video up right now.
No, don't pull it up, because people can't see us right now. That's the thing.
Yeah, but... Alright, so if any of you guys are following Freddy W, I'll give you the exact when it was.
I don't know, I just got an email. Hopefully tweet out, like, questions or something. We gotta keep up this, we don't want people getting bored here. Alright, well,
excuse yourself, please.
Now, what is saying excuse me after burping? Like, who came up with that? Like, say excuse me or something like that. Like, who came up with that idea?
It's just basic manners, because you're letting stuff out of your throat. That was in your stomach. It's basically like, it's a version of throwing up, basically.
When you throw up, you don't say, oh, no, excuse me. You don't go, oh, excuse me.
But if you did it in front of people, you would.
You would go, oh, excuse me. Oh, wait. All
right, so...
Tomorrow is the 27th. You know what that means?
It's Roller Coaster Day.
But Six Flags isn't open where we are.
Because we're in New England, and it's freaky weather here, and they can never open this early due to...
You're making the mic
noise. Possibly snow or whatever.
But like, okay, first off, if it was open there, would we like definitely do that? Yeah,
don't mention that.
Okay, if it...
No, because I have to be in school on Wednesday.
I know, but would you skip out of school to
not Wednesday?
Go
I
on
I
some.
I can't. Tomorrow's a dress rehearsal for our play tomorrow, and I'm Pinocchio.
I don't do anything.
Pinocchio has about 201 lines. Which means I'm basically reciting a book throughout the night to people.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I should do? I should, instead of the Pinocchio role, I should just get in a nice chair, get a nice robe, a nice ascot, and then pull out a pipe and then just read a book to about 200 people that are out in the crowd. I think people would enjoy that, and I think that would be a...
I would not enjoy that.
That'd be an awesome experience. I'd blow circles out of my pipe, things like that.
Okay, maybe you would enjoy that, but I don't think the other
thing. And the thing is, the spotlight would be on me, so I wouldn't be able to see everyone out in the crowd. I don't know if you've ever been on stage when there's spotlights on
you. I have.
But you can't see the crowd. So it's basically like a blackout. It's you and then the stage. So I would just be reading.
That's sort of like a good thing, though, because you can't see the audience.
Yeah, now, but if someone's trying to get your attention, like, hey, look at me during your play. And or if they're trying to make a funny face, I guess that would help. But
now, the thing is, when, like, you'll be going over it, and obviously during auditions, or not auditions, during practices, nobody laughs because they've heard it a million times. Is it awkward, like, pausing? Like, you have to be ready for pauses for people laughing.
Well, my experience last year in the play, you just go about your business. I think you naturally will pause if people are laughing, because you'll laugh. But this play is about 2 times longer than last year's play, so I'm going to be...
And last year's play was like 2 hours, right?
No, it was 45 minutes, 50 minutes about.
Seriously? It felt so long for me.
No, it was quick.
I was standing the whole
time. Anyways, I'm in every single scene, and I believe there's close to 20 scenes, and every time someone says something, I'm responding back with something. So it's like every time
except
I have
to
talk.
Except for the last scene. The second to last scene.
Something like that. But it's just, it's killing me. Oh. Anyways, the play is May 13th and 14th, so I got a couple weeks. And
come to our show!
Yeah, a lot of you that are listening to this right now are probably going to be there anyways.
Yeah.
New discussion. Tuesday, next Tuesday, I don't know if you all are aware, but the new IMAX are coming out.
New IMAX.
Big! Sam's
I'm a klutz.
Anyways, they're going to introduce the new Sandy Bridge processors, more support for more RAM. This thing is going to be a powerhouse, hopefully quad-core.
All that fun stuff.
Hopefully some quad cores in the base model of the iMac, and I'm definitely, if it comes out Tuesday, I'm definitely gonna go up to an Apple store and get my iMac. I'm gonna be walking out with that box. Can you imagine? Like, what I think they'll do is when I purchase it, I'll be up at the front counter, and what they'll do is a lot of Apple stores, like for instance, on the release of the iPad, they'll clap you out of the store.
Yeah, that was in the. Did you see that prank video? I think it was when the iPad first came out, and what they did is they went to the Apple store. They bought an iPad and an iPhone, but they had, like, T-Mobile or something for the iPhone stuff. And what they did is they bought it. They're actually the first ones in line. And they went out, and what they did is they took a gun and put one bullet in each of them. And then they went back to the store, and they're like, it's not syncing with iTunes. And they'll pull it out, and they'll be like, I just plugged it into my computer, and it just exploded. And they'll be like, oh, my gosh.
I have no idea what you just said. Anyways, I'll be walking out with the big box, and I think everyone's going to be clapping me out of the store. Tuesday, if you guys want to meet me at Hingham, exit 15 on Route 3, Hingham, Massachusetts, it's going to be a blast, and I'll give you guys a high five.
See, while you're going over this, I thought of a really good topic to bring up, but I just forgot about it.
Okay, if you announce to the crowd that you have topics in mind, it's just gonna flow, Sam. You can't bring up, oh, I have a topic, I have a new topic to tell you guys. You just say it.
Well, I want to finish the other. Oh, right! Now I remember. Half shave. Half shave. Okay, let me explain it.
I'll explain it to you guys. Me and Sam, we decided on Friday it was about Saturday or Friday that we would actually shave half of our face and come into school. Anyways, I did that for Monday. Sam did it as well, but you couldn't tell on Sam.
I had a full beard. Full beard.
You couldn't tell on Sam anyways. But what we did is we got the rest of the guys in on it. And
but see,
the rules were to shave yesterday completely, but Sam didn't follow that rule, nor did anyone else. And Thursday morning, we're going to shave half face, and then we're just going to see how everyone looks.
But see, you shouldn't have shaved half, because the point is you want it to be, like, really noticeable. So, like, now, how much hair are you going to grow between now and 2 days?
Dude, I'm
going to
have a beard by then.
All right, you're going to have caterpillars. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have caterpillars.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's so creepy, because you can hear the slightest, like, you can hear the slightest little things, and it's creepy. Are those the same Pringles from... I'm getting off topic. We don't have a topic. Sketch things. Those red Etch-a-Sketch.
What's up with those? Hey, airline food. Am I right? Am I right? Peanuts?
But those sketch things, like... You can't eat those.
Why?
Okay, now, is it just me? Do you save all of your boxes?
I do.
Because I save...
Were you expecting me to say no?
If it's like...
Yeah, you were.
If it's like over like $10, I'll save it. Because I have a bunch of Amazon boxes. A Snuggie. I cannot find that Snuggie. PS3 box, PVR, T2i, two lenses.
Otterbox.
What is that? What's that? Oh, microphone. Hard drive. Anybody want a hard drive?
Wait, you have an external drive?
Not an external. The one from when I got a terabyte in the Mac. Have you ever smashed a light bulb?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, yeah, I have. Why do you ask?
Is it cool?
Are you segueing into people watching your videos? Is that what you're doing?
Oh! I completely forgot about that video. I just looked at that light bulb and I thought, oh, have you ever smashed the light bulb? But then I realized I could actually smash a light bulb with my mind. If you go to youtube.com/watch=_I. Have you ever memorized the URL of a YouTube video?
You are all over the place.
See?
No, I have not. And
I'm trying to memorize the YouTube URL for the Rick Rolled video. So if anybody sends me, I'm like, ha ha, you're not going to get me.
Do you really find that much satisfaction? And there's many Rick Rolled videos, you realize
no,
that,
right? No, but you usually get linked to one which has like 51 million views.
Yeah, but you'll occasionally find...
I will memorize every Rick Rolled video.
All right, so
I'm
I'll find...
start Rick Rolling people. That's what I'm going to start doing now.
Bring that back. That was something back in like 07 that everyone did. And I remember,
everyone.
I remember I would get Rick Rolled about every day. Just about every day. Every and day. Pretty much. And I watched the whole video every time.
See, what I don't get is... Like, I want, like, the Rick Rolled video to be, like, the number one video on YouTube. Like, I don't see how it's not.
Not...
Because everybody like usually Justin links you Bieber. To this... okay, they gotta remove
Vivo.
Justin Bieber and Vivo.
First of all, Vivo should not be a part of YouTube.
Vivo
I mean, it can
be,
but
separate thing.
It can't go on the top charts because that's not original videos. Any music star can make something nice and then dominate YouTube. But, like, YouTube is meant for people like you and me.
YouTube, not watching
not famous
musical
people
artist tube.
And you pull out a camera and you make your own videos. It's not music videos. I mean, if you make your own music video at home, sure, but not production like that. It just shouldn't be part of it. Vivo shouldn't be a part of YouTube. That's all I'm going to say.
Because it's like, it's specifically like not celebrities being on YouTube, but it's specifically celebrities' music videos being on YouTube.
Well, I don't even know where Vivo came from, actually. I think they...
I don't know. I was thinking they just need to take
well,
music
YouTube
videos
makes money
and,
off of it, nonetheless. I mean,
yeah, that's why they're putting up there, because they're making millions off it.
I don't know about millions, but...
They're making quite a lot of money off it. this is definitely going to be a half hour.
No, it's like 17
minutes. Alright, we're at 17 minutes. We just got to get topics to take this up.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just... Alright, I have many topics offhand.
Alright,
so...
Bring some up.
Every morning show I listen to, I like to have my nice car ride to school, like a nice coffee, and I turn to 92 Pro FM. Giovanni and Kim in the morning. Every morning, they bring up Charlie Sheen. And
Charlie Sheen's getting old now, though.
It's killing me.
It's getting old.
It's killing
okay,
me.
Okay, what people don't realize
is that it's exactly what he wants.
No, what people don't realize, I'm not talking about Charlie Sheen right now. I'm talking about the internet in general is different time than other time.
What?
You know, dog years is different than human years, right?
Okay.
There's a specific internet years. Internet years is like 1 week is equivalent to like a year of human years.
So where did you get this conversion rate from?
I don't know. I watched a video and someone said
oh, that
in
video?
A video.
Yeah, the internet to real life conversion tables. Is that
no?
What
I think no. I think it was like a CTFXC video and they mentioned that or something and it made complete sense.
Well, I get it. If you're the main headline on the news or something. For about a week, yeah, that's extraordinary
no,
amount of
okay.
time.
But what I'm saying now is, if someone walked up to you and said, hey, have you seen that Friday video by Rebecca Black, would you say?
All right, that's wicked old, because it's only been 2 months. I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. If someone said it, like, a week after the video.
Because everything comes, there's so much new stuff that's coming, everything just keeps coming
like,
out.
It's like with Grayson Chance, dude, with the baby. No, not baby.
That was,
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi, yeah.
Yeah, like, people would bring it up, like, a week later and be
like you
haven't
seen that
so
already
old.
Dude I saw that
remember, we saw it on the Yahoo News and it was like under
yeah no it wasn't even on YouTube or anything I don't think
no it was on YouTube
it was on it like a... Good Morning America and we saw it
something like that
I'm but like this guy's gonna be all over YouTube we see it a couple months later and we're like dude That's so old. It's getting old. And then people are like, I just saw it. But yeah, internet time is quite a while. Yeah. Like, if I were to say, oh, you got Rickrolled. See, that's only been a thing that's been around for about 4 years.
Do you know what Rickrolling is?
And I'd be like, what are you, from like the caveman times? That's so old.
Exactly.
But that's like 4 years.
Because, I mean, I feel like YouTube's been up for like ever. Because I think I joined YouTube in 07 with my Club Penguin videos. And that got me some... I think I started on YouTube with 07 with Club Penguin videos.
I think I started 08 just to comment and stuff like that. That's why I made an account. But I since then, I've lost that account. I actually uploaded a baseball video to it, which got 9 views in total.
Oh, wow. Not...
All right. We thought we weren't going to do this, but we have to promo our channels.
Oh, my gosh. Mamma mia.
YouTube.com/TheGuiza. The G-A-W-I-Z-A. Check it out. We've had pretty good success, and actually we made that channel back in February.
There'll be a link in the description if you want to see it. I think we got 100 subscribers in... I think we have a total of 6,000 upload views.
Probably
we only
more.
Have 10 videos.
Probably more. Yeah, we one of our videos, actually, we had Google AdSense for a while, and we were actually making a good amount of money off
until
of it.
Until it got removed for no reason.
Yeah, we got basically ripped off by Google. So if you're listening to this, Google...
You're listening to this, Google. We know who you are! Viewers can't see it. But there'll be links in the... Hopefully we could get this on iTunes.
Why wouldn't we be able to?
Because there's a specific thing on iTunes to get your video on.
Oh,
iTunes.
We can put it on ToonsEye.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's the new up-and-coming...
Oh, yeah, the new thing.
Yo,
we should make a website where it's just podcasts. Where it's just audio podcasts.
I'm sure that's been made already.
Not successfully.
But it's...
If you're listening to this, do not steal our idea.
Listen, if we were to make a new site, it would have to be something that's new.
That podcast is new.
iTunes is already dominated podcast.
I know.
You're not going to take it from iTunes.
What we need to make something is a website where people could put music they made, because not everybody could get music they made onto iTunes or podcasts they made onto iTunes. We need a site where people like could freely put their music on it.
Do you know how to make a site?
I don't.
We'll pay a guy.
Find someone. I know one dude. No, I'm not gonna bring that up. So yeah.
Okay. So with the release of the new IMAX, I'm plumped, obviously.
Plumped.
Yes, I'm plumped. No, I'm pumped. I'm gonna go out and buy one, and Sam needs a job. So if any of you guys have any job openings for Sam,
or want to donate money.
No, you can't solicit money over the internet. It's illegal.
We're 18 or over, though.
We're 18 or older, though. So you need to do that.
Don't send... You don't have my address.
You wanted me to say that.
We're cutting that
you
out.
You wanted me to... Can't...
We are cutting that out, obviously. Obviously, I'm not putting my address out there. Okay, but,
I see creepy people watching you through the window.
Alright.
Okay, so National Hiring Day was, Tuesday.
I am not working at McDonald's.
But it's better than the position you are now. You're not making anything. So me and Sam used to work together at, a local Apple store, about 2 months ago, but Sam got released, and I'm still working there right now. I've been there for about...
With the new IMAX!
Right. So I've been working there for about a year, and I gave my 2 weeks notice because I'm actually moving on to Pine Hills Country Club, which is some high society...
Pine
Country
Hills
Club. I'm making some pretty good money there. But Sam needs a job, of course, and he's apparently above working at McDonald's.
Okay, I'm... Would you work at McDonald's? Take a look at what they do there. See, I want to be cashier, but I'm, like, not good with change. That's a thing.
Oh my gosh, they tell you how much change to give back.
I know. With that, I'm still not
although
good.
I do remember when you were working at the Apple store, when you were doing any transaction, you'd be like, wait a sec, is this a quarter?
I gotta...
Wait, what?
I could do it if I take my time, but the speed of it. It's the speed.
Come on, man, give me my money! That's what people are going to say to you.
It's the speed of it. Right. It's confusing. I'm updating my daily booth. Look at the camera. Yes! Let me tap the
phone. We're posing for a photo right now. Okay. Yes, beast. All right, so guys, it's nighttime here, and... I'm putting on some sweet shades.
I put my shades back in.
No, it's
I was thinking about a parody, and you know the song "I'm Awesome."
By who?
By like the Smosh or something. Not Smosh.
Wait, the Smosh?
No, or no, Smosh? No, not Smosh. Obviously, it starts with an S, but it goes like "I'm Awesome."
Is it a famous group or is it a YouTube group?
It's okay if I play it right. I don't know if I could play it, but
I'll probably recognize it. No, don't even bother.
It's like "I'm Awesome." You know what? I can't say it if you don't know the song. Then I'm sure the people listening to it. See, at first, like people in school would say like, "Oh, I'm awesome." I'd be like, "I hate that song," but I actually never listened to it. I just found it today, and I was like, "This is a catchy song."
What is with you children and your pop music? Can you see my eyes, by the way?
No, I can't. Awesome. You can just see me.
All right. So what is with you children and your pop music these days? Listening to these goofy tunes. Well, we got Lady Gaga doing some weird stuff.
Okay. It is apparently now anybody could be a singer because autotune has swept the country. And
everyone's been doing autotune for the last decade. I know, but
anybody could be a singer.
We could. Right now. Okay, no, don't.
I will sometimes say never.
Well,
I will
some
eat
of
peanut
us.
Butter.
Some of us can.
Just because it rhymes.
Well, actually, all you really need is a catchy lyric. So it's basically lyric writing. And then anyone can be like make a good music out of it.
Oh, hello. We have a special guest here. We have Jenny here. What a surprise. She's got her Clementine
ready.
Oh,
the light's still on. We've had floodlights in the room going for about the past 30 minutes.
Jenny, unplug that. Unplug that.
You all right, Jenny?
I'll unplug it.
All right, go for it.
You look like you...
What the freak is this bed?
Okay. New topic next. Hold on 1 second. I will eat peanut butter.
Do you have a trash?
Just because it
so
rhymes.
Dark. See, I'm wearing sunglasses in a dark room
now.
Do you
have a trash?
In here? Yeah. Why? Oh, just put it on that table. Okay, I just forgot it. Okay, I put an air mattress above my bed, like my normal mattress. It is so comfortable. If you have an air mattress, put it on top of your mattress.
Why don't you just put an air mattress on your floor?
No, because this one, it makes it like a foot high. When I go on it, I feel like I'm on like a mid bunk bed. It's so cool. You gotta wipe that up when you're done. Okay, I'm gonna get ants now. What do we have for time here? We're at 27. Should we end it at 30? Because my battery's dying.
All right, I guess so.
It's actually almost completely dead, so maybe
we if we give out in the past...
We should probably end it now.
Couple minutes, really?
Because this battery's dying.
All right.
We're at 28. All right, well, thanks for watching. We're gonna have more of these.
We enjoyed this. This time went by really quickly. It really did.
It did, if I didn't look at it every 5 seconds.
Yeah, you can't... All right. Future podcasts, you can't be like,
one.
I need a topic. You just gotta talk.
Thank you for watching. Next time you listen to this, listen to it in the car, listen to it on the drive home, listen to it while you're raking leaves, while you're mowing the lawn. Fall asleep to it. You don't have to listen to it at your computer, at your desk, you know?
Just take us anywhere you go.
Yeah, listen to it in the car.
You can go swimming and listen to us.
Yeah, definitely.
Go swimming, go in the sauna, the hot tub, any place. You can go mountain climbing. The gist of it is, you can take us anywhere.
All right. Well, not literally, just... Podcast,
not us.
Anyway.
I mean, our voices. Yeah. Well, of course, I gave out your address.
What does that sound supposed to be?
There's gonna be people
someone lifting me.
There's gonna be
no. I gotta edit
watching
that out.
You can't edit that out.
Okay, I'm obviously not leaving my address in here. Okay, so thank you for watching this video. We're gonna end it here. We're gonna have some music in the beginning and end, so that'll take up the time to be exactly 30 minutes.
Well, it was enjoyable, and we'll see you guys next time.
See you later. There's probably going to be, like, 4 more people next time, so,
We'll see.
There'll be one soon. Thanks for watching, and, peace out.
Goodbye.
See ya.
No.
Bye. All right, see ya.